Maybe not. Maybe Green Bay.
I had him as a wild card, but you know, it just this is the one year where like so many things have happened that surprised me. The Vikings, who thought they'd be this good?
Yeah,
six or seven wins.
But the Lions, coming off the bye week, they're a desperate team. I mean, what's going on with that team? First, talk about the defense.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, their back end really struggled until their game before the bye. They were better, but you know, Chris Houston has had some injuries. He's just getting back. Free safety Louis Demas has missed the whole season.
He's going to play this week, right?
He's going to practice. He's come back from his knee problem. He's been hurt a lot in his career. He's real physical, but just can't stay on the field. They're not deep at corner. This is a game where I think the Eagles are probably going to throw a lot. That's just my opinion.
That pass rush.
Yeah. I mean, if they could, I think the Eagles could hold up. You know, I thought the Eagles' offensive line last week wasn't bad. They gave up some pressure, but they gave Vic time to make some plays. I think they'll do better against the wide nine. They see it in practice. They know how to handle it. I think they're going to be okay. The Lions don't blitz very much. Their linebackers are decent. Durant, and they've got, of course, a couple other guys. DeAndre Levy is pretty good.
Yeah.
And they got the kid in the middle, who formerly of the Titans. So Stephen Tulloch.
Tulloch.
So they're good. I mean, they're good. This is a nice defense. It's a veteran defense, but it's not great.
And Gunther Cunningham believes in attack.
Well, it's funny. He does, but when you play the nine technique, you don't blitz. I mean, unless you have to. Now, we didn't even talk about that. I think this is something in this game.
They're a wide nine team?
Play a lot of it.
Okay.
I think in this game, under the Eagles, I'm not blitzed much. I'd dial it up. You know, Jim Washburn may not want it, but last year, you saw the final four games when they dialed it up. It worked. They're going to have to do something because Stafford does a lot of 3- and 5-step drop. Get it out of his hands to Pettigrew, the tight end.
Yeah, Pettigrew and Calvin Johnson. And then they really struggle after that with Nate Burleson.
Burleson, here's what happens.
Titus Young.
Right. Hit nickel. They'll stick Burleson in the slot, Titus Young outside with Johnson on the other side. Pettigrew plays a ton. He really comes off the field. He's a check down tight end. That's all really he does, and he's an excellent blocker. Their offensive line has been together for 3 years. That's why they were able to help Stafford have 40 touchdowns last year. So far, their timing has been way off. I don't think Stafford's played particularly well. And I think the offensive line is not the most athletic line. I think the Eagles could have some success. But I would blitz them. If they're gonna try to get Stafford on 3 steps, you're gonna have to blitz, you're gonna have to overload, just like the Steelers
did. And they don't run the ball well.
LeSure now is their starter. He's coming off the Achilles on the 2-game suspension. He likes to bob and weave, and he doesn't always hit the holes that are there. He's a little bit undisciplined. Javon Best can't play yet. He has to sit out those first 6 weeks. But you see the numbers. LeSure, I mean, it hasn't
Stafford
been there yet.
Numbers, you know, he's thrown for a ton of yards, but only 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
That's it, man. The timing's been off. You know, Calvin Johnson, I mean, he only has 1 touchdown, which is almost shocking to me. But if Burleson the last couple of games has been more active, this is a good team. This is a team that's going to be better. They're going to be a 9 or 10-win team, but whether they make the playoffs, because the Vikings have been shocked the world so far, they may not get in.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the telephones here. And of course, the Jim Schwartz connection. He was the defensive coordinator in Tennessee when Jim Washburn was the defensive line coach there. So everybody knows each other quite well in terms of the schemes and personalities and all that. All right, let's go to Sylvester in D.C. Hi, Sylvester.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, how are you?
How you doing? My situation is I think the fumbles are ridiculous on the goal line. That's the one that just